I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
After almost a month and 20 days, we finally reached the day when there are only two teams left. Yes. We started with a total of 8 teams. There were more than 50 matches that were played. Intense competition to get into the playoffs. And after the playoffs, some very, very close and crucial matches played in that playoff. A few one-sided as well. And finally, we've reached the day of the final. Mumbai Indians, defending champions, looking to become the first team since CSK in 2011 to defend their title successfully. They are up against the pretenders to the throne, Delhi Capitals, through to their maiden final. The man who has been instrumental in taking them there is the man who has been the backroom leader, Ricky Ponting, who had earlier inspired the Mumbai Indians team to their first title in 2013, took over as the coach in 2015, took them to their second title, has actually been the man behind this renaissance of sorts for Delhi Capitals. Back-to-back seasons in the playoffs and now their first ever final. Will they be able to stop the Mumbai Indians juggernaut? They've not managed to do that this season so far. 3 losses to the big guns from Mumbai. But is this the day? Kagi Surabada, in a video right before the final, has said that it's about the last push now. Whatever we have done, this is it. This is the match which counts. And we'll have to see whether the Delhi Capitals can actually take their game to the next level and challenge the Mumbai Indians. My name is Arnab Sen. We'll discuss this match, this preview of this match, threadbare. And to do that with me is Rasesh Mandani. Rasesh, Delhi versus Mumbai, perhaps the ideal situation, given the way these two teams have played this season, the best teams this season, of course. It's been a little bit up and down for Delhi towards the end of the season, but they have earned their right to be in the finals. And now it is about trying to get the better of the Mumbai Indians.
Yeah, if anyone had a chance of making sure it was Hyderabad, and then credit to Delhi to beat them and earn their place in the final. If you're a believer in stats, then they are heavily tilted towards Mumbai Indians. Look, 3 times these two teams have met in the tournament so far, Mumbai has come up trumps. If you go back to history, Mumbai won the title 4 times. Delhi has never even made it to the finals. So this is the maiden entry, the Delhi side, that is. I'm sure that is not the message that is going to be sent across in the Delhi Capitals dressing group. Ponting would be telling his friends, it's a final, it's a big final, anyone can win. Let's create a pressure situation for Mumbai Indians from which they've got Lugia back. So they certainly got the firepower to certainly a more evenly, sort of a match contest in terms of the firepower on both sides. But it has to be said that there is a Mumbai Indians on some sort of a role. The only thing that they need to safeguard now is this aura of dominance that they're able to create around them. If they win this one, it would be the fifth title. And it is for Delhi Capitals to block them from pain.
Yes, and who better than Ricky Ponting to actually turn to when you talk about that aura of invincibility that Mumbai Indians have managed to create around themselves. Ricky Ponting was captain of an Australian side which had a similar aura where you just didn't know whether there was a chink in their armor or not. That Australian team had one batsman after another who would just keep coming and hitting you with those sucker punches, and then they had the best bowling attack in the world. This Mumbai Indians team pretty much looks like that. When you enter the ground with this Mumbai Indians team, it seems like you're entering the ring with Muhammad Ali, because they've got so many arsenals. They've got so many weapons in their arsenal that it's very difficult to actually face them, how to beat them. Let's talk a little bit about the things that Delhi can do, perhaps. The one thing that they could do was to change the opening combination, which they have done. Happened a little too late, but happened at the right time for them. Marcus Stoinis opening the innings with Shikhar Dhawan will be very key if Delhi bat first. And the idea would be, if they I mean, like if they can bat first, because we have seen earlier Mumbai Indians with the kind of dominating batting that they have, they can actually bat Delhi out of the match. And Delhi haven't really been the greatest of chasers in this tournament as well. So perhaps batting first, winning the toss and batting first would be the ideal way to go ahead for Delhi Capitals. Marcus Stoinis, very, very key figure, very important. Similarly, Ashwin, who did well against Mumbai in the last match, will again be key. And the man who can actually be key, whom I think Ricky Ponting should be able to give a license to go out there and just go for the kill, could be Rishabh Pant. I mean, he's had a mediocre season so far. He hasn't done anything to inspire confidence. But he's a big match player and we know that. No, if Pant gets going and if there's a little bit of confidence, if Pant can be given, and who better than Ricky Ponting to do that, then I'd attack to the Mumbai Indians bowling, and that's what you need against a big team like this.
Yeah, but both the teams are not going to win the toss and bat first, unless you are expecting the Duke to play a big role. So unless that happens, both the teams will probably try and look to do that. From the Delhi point of view, it worked against Hyderabad, will it work against Bolt and Bumrah? Regardless of whether that happens or not, I think they'll go ahead with that move, because they simply don't have enough resources to turn it around. One option could be to see if they want a bit of stability, open with Rana in place for Stoinis at three. But again, that would be a bit of a defensive move. So they'll probably back Stoinis to get the runs at the top. The one change that I'm expecting them to make is probably bring out, probably we might go out an extra leg in front of the power hitting, the spin that Mumbai Indians have, something they may not want to do in this round. So they might introduce someone like an Harshal Patel to bowl a few overs and help and expect Stoinis to help him out with that bowler's quota. But that is not where the match will be won. The match will be won or lost in that battle that the Delhi Capitals will have against the firepower of the Mumbai Indians. Bolt, Bumrah and Fulton, as they're going in with that particular potential patterns, would be a bad option. The one opening would be if Bolt is unfit. We expected him to turn up fit, but remember, he had a bit of a nigger. So if Bolt is unfit, that could be a better opening for Delhi Capitals to turn capital.
Yes, but I think if you ask Ricky Ponting and if you ask Delhi Capitals in general, they would really want to play against a fully fit and a top-notch Mumbai Indian side. Nobody wants to play a side which can later say, perhaps, that, you know, one of our key players was injured. So that was the big thing that we were missing. So in a final, you know, everybody, for the sake of the fans also, I think every top gun should be fit. And we hope that everybody plays, because that is when, the true colors of a match like this comes out. And Delhi, you know, at some point, if they want to become champions of IPL, they would have to beat teams like Mumbai Indians. They would have to beat teams like CSK. And I think that's what Ricky Ponting would say. They know you've lost to them thrice. That's okay. Today is a fresh match. Today is a new match. And if you want to earn the rights to be called the champions of IPL, then you'll have to do it the hard way. You'll have to beat the toughest team in the draw. Stoinis, we've spoken about
this. Well, the point of view, but I think every single thing you try and exploit, if Bolt doesn't play, that's a big advantage. That's the thing that our Delhi Capitals fans will be waiting for this victory. They need a bit of help. If Mumbai needs a weaker outfit, it would certainly
help them. Let's talk a little bit about the middle order that Mumbai Indians have. You know, the problem has been that a team has never been able to, any opposition in this tournament has not been able to reach the tail. You know, you get through Rohit, you get through Dickock, you get through Surya Kumar. Then comes these four batsmen. Ishan Kishan, Krunal Pandya, Hardik Pandya and Karan Pollard. They have not been able to get the better of all four of them. So how do you get better? And especially Ishan Kishan, I mean, like, you know, he's not an international player. He's a good batsman. He's been in great form. But I'm sure there must be a way to get the better of this guy. Like, you know, why is it that teams have not been able to break through this guy?
Yeah, that is the strength of Mumbai Indians. It's obviously, they've got a quality top order. In fact, you're considering Ishan is one of the lower middle order. I think it's the top four and the three. So, you know, that is, you know, no other team in the competition has got the batsmen at 5, 6 and 7 who can not just do their rear guard action, but can actually hit you off of the attack. And that is what the Pandya brothers and Pollard managed to do. And Kishan has been fantastic for him. He's not an international player yet, but you know, he's taking blame as well. So he's sort of grown in this tournament, has sort of created his own space. So has Suri Kumar Yadav. So sort of MI has given the Indian cricket the Pandya brothers and Bumrah. Who knows, you know, Suri Kumar Yadav and Ishan Kishan, you know, might have found an opening at some stage for the Indian team in the future as well. So, you know, that is the reason. I think that is why Mumbai Indians batting is still going to be it's a fortress which is difficult to, you know, sort of get past. It's the ball that difficult to get past. The only opening that I can see is perhaps if Bolt does play, or for that matter, that bit of external reliance on Bumrah, because there's no one like Bumrah. In those middle overs, that Krunal Pandya and Rahul Chahar Bolt, And with the Indian passion that Delhi Capitals have, if I was in the Delhi Capitals camp, I would probably be targeting those over.
And the fifth bowler. And the fifth bowler, Rasesh, because if you look at both Coulter Nile and Pattinson, Pattinson has given runs more than 9 runs per over. Coulter Nile has given more than 8 runs per over. Pattinson has picked up a few wickets. Coulter Nile has not picked up many wickets. 6 matches, just 3 wickets. So the fifth bowler is something that the Delhi Capitals batsmen need to attack. There needs to be a little bit of attack to unsettle these players. Because if you allow Mumbai Indians to get into the rhythm, both with bat and with ball, they will run through you. So that's where I think you need to spring up a few surprises. You need a few players like Rishabh Pant perhaps to just go hell after leather. And perhaps create a little bit of doubt in the mind of the Mumbai Indians so that they can start doing things that they're not used to.
Yeah, and strange things can happen in a final. So we should never forget that. Although Mumbai Indians has got the experience.
All right, we seem to have lost Rasesh there. We hope to get him back soon. But what we are talking about is the fact that in a final, in a pressure cooker situation, you know, anything can happen. And that's what Delhi Capitals should be hoping for. Because, you know, if you look at just from the point of view of stats, as Rasesh was mentioning, it is very difficult to look beyond Mumbai Indians because of the kind of domination they've had. Whether with bowling or with batting, they have dominated all teams and they've dominated Delhi. They've beaten them thrice. So I think, you know, it's just that little bit of initiative that Delhi needs to take. And Rasesh is back. Rasesh, you were saying?
Yeah, just playing positive cricket like you were saying. And if you sort of corner Mumbai Indians, despite the resources that they have, in the pressure of a final can always get to you. You never know how some of the players might not turn up right with the pressure of the final when you're traveling to the ground, when you wake up in the morning. So if all the Delhi Capitals players turn up on the right side of the bed and came up with a collective performance, we're just trying to think from their point of view and see if I make this match more exciting. I'm pretty sure the Delhi boys are up against it. So, and I still believe it's 60-40 in favor of Mumbai. But if they're able to come up with the right sort of attitude.
Yes. Sorry, I was responding to a chat there. All right, then. So we have pretty much come to the end of the discussion today, and Rasesh's internet has decided to ditch us on the day of the final, it seems. So we'll take this conversation forward later, perhaps, if we can get a better slot for this. But as of now, we've spoken about the strengths and weaknesses of both the teams. As far as the trump card of this match, Jasprit Bumrah is perhaps one man that we need to look forward to, because Jasprit Bumrah has the ability to come and bowl those Yorkers to disrupt the game with his accurate line and length, machine-like accuracy. And he's done that match after match in this tournament. And I think that's something which will be crucial in this match. Again, Rasesh, Bumrah has been your man throughout this season. Any words about him?
Yeah, I think you were also inclined to believe that Stoinis could be the trump card. And I think that is your thoughts, a well-reasoned point. But because Bumrah is in the final, you don't expect him to fail. And because he guarantees you those scores in the final 5 overs, sometimes 3 overs in the final 5 overs, depending upon the match situation. So imagine you got from some, you sort of got yourself in a position where you simply got an outside chance of chasing down 16 5 overs, and then you have to confront those 12 deliveries of Bumrah. That makes it that much more difficult task. So, you know, that's why the player of Bumrah's caliber, his accuracy at the death, becomes even more lethal than a big match.
Yes, we'll see whether Bumrah can deliver one last time this season. He's filled in the shoes of Malinga really well, his mentor. Over the years here at Mumbai Indians, and in his absence, Bumrah has actually taken the lead. Remember, most wickets by an Indian bowler ever in the history of IPL in a single season. He had 27. Rabada has inched ahead in the race for Purple Cap. That's another race that we need to be keeping our eyes on. The small battle within the big battle. Rasesh, thank you very much. It's been lovely talking to you on a daily basis, picking your mind on a daily basis about cricket, about everything related to the IPL.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Miles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.